enjoy the pain if you want to survive.
And how is everybody doing out there today? We have another episode for you here at MFAC. We are all pure bloods here. Never forget that. Never, never, never. So there has been some pretty cool things going on. Guess who decided to finally get up off their ass? The workers at Boeing. That's right. The workers at Boeing finally decided to protest angrily near the Boeing Everett plant. Now, I don't know if you guys know who Boeing is or who or where Everett is or any of that, but Boeing is one of the largest airplane manufacturers in the world. They are planes. They are everything to do with planes. And I'm pretty sure they have like the largest facility in, I want to say, the world, like the largest manufacturing facility in the world for what they manufacture. They're huge. And their engineers and their workers and all their people got pissed off today. Or not today, it was on the 16th of October. And they took to the streets and they said, screw this, we're out. Because, oh, excuse me. I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with it or not, but they have a very strict vaccine policy at that company. You either get the jab or you go home forever. I don't even think they have like a testing fallback. They've been working things out with some individuals, I believe, with disabilities and things like that, but I haven't really heard anything about them working anything out yet. Because, I know an individual personally, and it has been hell. They have not gained any footing, nor has the other side. So that is a plus. Gotta look at the bright side of things at this point. But they are pushing very hard for everybody in that company to be vaccinated, and well, the workers finally just aren't having it anymore, and good for them. Good for them. I am very happy to hear this. Now, let's see. Several hundred anti-vaccination protesters, most of them Boeing blue-collar workers, voiced loud and angry opposition to the company newly announced vaccine mandate Friday outside of the Machinists Union Hall in Everett. Lining airport way on both sides and undeterred by pouring rain, the crowd waved signs and USA flags while chanting anti-vax and anti-government slogans. Very cool, guys. I am so happy that you guys finally decided to do something. I mean, it took a while. Like, at this point, if anybody's doing anything right now, I'm happy you are. Definitely happy you are. But we should have been this on, been doing this a couple years ago. You know, like when the lockdown started. I have never bought into this, all this BS. I don't even understand how there's still people waking up, to be honest with you. That in itself blows my mind, just straight out the side of my head. I can't get it. I don't get it. Yeah, so anyways, the loud scene was made deafening at times, as most cars and trucks driving by showed their support with gestures and honking of horns. Several supersized pickups deliberately spun their tires and slid sideways across the road, burning rubber and slowing the traffic behind them, but delighting the protest crowd. Yay. Yes. And, of course, how the heck? Man, this man finds his name into everything, I swear to God. One big pickup flew a USA flag and two thin blue line flags. I love the thin blue line flags. They're very, very important. From the truck bed, a sprinkle of MAGA hats and Donald Trump signs lent a distinctly political edge to the protest as chants broke out, directing an obscenity at Joe Biden. Whatever. You know what? I say just keep them all out of it at this point. It's got nothing to do with them anymore. This is about us. Who cares about the politics at this point? This is about us, our survival, our children, our kids, our health, our future, our past. These people coming after us want to snuff out our past, make it go away, like it never even happened. I'm not going to allow that to happen. I would hope nobody else is either. All this political stuff, it had its chance, it had its time, and now the time has passed. Enough of it already. Who cares about the Donald Trumps and the Bidens and the Clintons and Obamas and all the whole bunch of them, just all of them. Who cares? We need to fix this. This is something we need to fix. There's nobody else that can fix it. Nobody's gonna come swooping into the White House or into your living room on the TV and have a magical freaking cure for everybody or have some grand plan that's gonna fix all this. Of course not. The plan that they have is already in motion. Just in case anybody didn't know what that plan was, the plan is to get rid of as many as needed and retain as many as needed. Only specific people, though. You know, not everybody gets to be special. And being special this time isn't exactly a good accolade to have. So, keep that in mind. You know, we have to fix this. Enough with the politics. I am so sick of hearing about the politics. I don't care about the MAGA crap or the obscenities of Joe Biden. It ruins the whole entire thing. You know, the whole thing. Because then, what are we all talking about? The asshats. This is about individuals coming together to represent a cause, to support one another in that cause. These people are willing to lose their jobs and potentially put them and their families in serious harm's way. You know, nowadays, being bold and outgoing about the fact that you are a pureblood or unvaccinated or that you stand behind those beliefs isn't something to be taken lightly anymore. You know, we are public enemy number one. We have been put in the crosshairs and we are being hunted down in certain portions of the world. Even right here at home base. It is a scary time we live in, but we have to rise to the occasion like we have so many times in the past. We must rise to the occasion. We were built for this kind of weather. Human beings didn't get here by sitting on the couch watching TV. No. We got here through a lot of sweat, a lot of blood, and a lot of trials and tribulations. We earned our right to be alive through natural selection. We earned it. So I'm sorry, but I'm not just going to give it up to anybody so willingly. And I'm not going to allow these morons in office to distract from the true issues and problems, because that's what they're doing. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about anybody else except for themselves. It's all about them getting reelected, about money, and about how much they can get from you before it's all said and done. Because if you think that they don't know that there's a due date on this whole entire party, then you're mistaken. You're misinformed. There's a due date on this party. And the fat lady will sing. Nobody knows exactly when, but she will. I have a sneaky suspicion that it's going to have to be before the next presidential election, because that seems to be what everything in our universe is hinged on. Just one or another political debate, selection, vote, whatever it is. That's everything that our decision making is always hinged on. Well, why don't we stop doing that? You know, obviously it's not working. We tried for the last how long? How many thousands of years? I don't know. It's time to do something different. You know what I'm saying, people? Time to get creative. Think outside the box. I love getting creative and thinking outside the box. It's one of my go-to standards, one of my skill sets. It's how I built my my company back in the day. Built my construction company out of being adaptive to a situation. You got to be adaptive to a situation, because if you're not, you're going to drown. Especially nowadays, you have to be inventive and move on the fly. Things are changing way too fast for anybody to be sitting around too long thinking about what they're going to do. The world isn't going to be waiting for you. That's a harsh reality that a lot of people have to swallow, but it's the truth. We've been put in this position, and now we have to deal with the position that we've been put in. A lot of people will take a different approach to this, and that's fine. You have all different types of people in this world. And they're all needed. Every single one of them. There's a balance to things. There's a certain dichotomy that needs to happen, that needs to exist. Without it, nothing works right. And that's the problem. The balance is so skewed in one direction that it's all malfunctioning. We need to fix our balance. We need to fix our scales. Now, the elite would obviously want these scales tilted in their direction, but with all of us, if we all understood the kind of power we had inside of us, when we come together as one and push towards a particular goal, we have a goal in mind, we have a mission to succeed at, We could be unstoppable. Absolutely unstoppable. And that's why the elite keep us in a perpetual state of fear. Because they know this. They know. If we wake up and we really let go of our fear and come together as one, they're screwed. For the most part, I already see them as screwed. They're just biding their time at this point. They're playing a huge game of chicken, you know? It says, who's going to jump out of the way first? Not me. I will literally sit right here by myself if I have to. But that's just me. That's the way I am. You know, I'm a Taurus. We like bowling things around. But, I got some other interesting things going on here. Enough of my lecture. I'm sorry, guys. I get into those things and I go on and on and on. I wish sometimes you guys could yell at me and say, yo, shut the fuck up and move on already. But anyways, there's some interesting things going on in Australia, as there always is. They have the digital identity thing coming out. Government document here, sent to me by a friend over there. He's been keeping me informed on the everyday functions of his dysfunctional government. And they are in phase 3 of a 4-phase parliamentary project to introduce the legislation for the Trusted Digital Identity Framework, TDIF, for short. And they are pushing this forward as fast as humanly possible. It is going to be able to enable the expansion of Australian government digital identity system, specifically to the greater participation by state and territory governments and private sectors. I can't even read the rest of this. It's just them pushing this crap down their throats. And whatever happens there, happens here. Or anywhere else for that matter. Because it's going to go from Australia, jump over the ocean, onto the next continent. And it's going to slowly make its way over here to America. Where we have the largest armed civilian population in the world. But we all want to sit on the couch and watch Netflix and eat Cheetos right now. Unfortunate, but true. Not entirely true. There is a significant amount of individuals that I have been noticing lately that are very alert, very awake, and very up when I walk around my town. Guys know what I'm talking about. You ever come across another individual, another dude, and you just look at him and you see his eyes and you just can tell that guy right there, don't fuck with him. One thing and that guy's gonna go over the edge. Yeah, there's been a lot of that walking around lately. Everybody's ready to go. Ready. Well, not everybody. We would like for there to be everybody. Oh, that reminds me. Everybody, please, please do this. Go out and buy a flamethrower. I mean, you may not live in Missouri, but, you know, there's other parts of the Midwest. They sell flamethrowers, and you can actually go buy a flamethrower. They're great to have. I mean, for roasting marshmallows and, for burning small brush piles and, you know, for keeping the pests out of your yard. I mean, there's all kinds of different uses for it. I mean, I'll drop a link, okay? But everybody, I need everybody to get a flamethrower. We all need a flamethrower. It's like, don't leave your house without one type of deal. You know, we can even get compact flamethrowers. I'm pretty sure they make those. I'll see if I can find one of those for the women out there that want to carry their concealable, you know, purse size flamethrowers. Yes. Got to keep those pests away. by a flamethrower. Okay. So moving on into the rest of Australia, they're pushing forward the credit score. Oh yeah, that's right, you heard it. The big Chinese digital currency credit score thing. Oh man, like this is gonna get pushed everywhere. I'm tired. I need to sleep more. But yeah, a new central bank system to control the flow and exchange of money dovetails into Beijing's big tech crackdown. So it almost sounds like that's their form of the Fed, the way we have the Fed over here. They have like their version of the Fed, I guess, except theirs is a QR block. This is several QR codes here. I wish you guys could see what I'm looking at. I'll maybe try to post a link. But yeah, they are QR coding everything. It's all about their social credit score and getting everybody registered and signed up and logged into the system. Sooner or later, we're all going to be a part of the Matrix, if we haven't already been integrated into it. We just don't know it, you know? I mean, there was that portion of time back in 2019, coming into 2020, where it was like things were kind of blurry. And it's almost like the world kind of like folded in on itself and people swapped personalities and the world became backwards instead of forwards, or whatever was forwards before was backwards. I don't know, but all I know is it was different. Very different. I am a completely different person than I used to be. Now maybe that's instinctual. Probably. But man, it has changed some people that I didn't think could ever change. Like people with inherent things just so ingrained into their DNA that it boggles the mind how this process has even changed individuals like that. It's like turning Santa into, well, essentially he is the devil, but you get what I'm saying. I'm sorry if I ruined Santa for anybody, but, you know, look up some ancient Roman texts concerning Saturn and, yeah, all that fun stuff with Christmas. And it's disturbing, to say the least. But, here, let me move a little further into this Australian thing. And we went over the social credit score. And what else do we have here? There was the, what is this, lockstep? Oh, they got this lockstep thing going on all over the place. That is an Australian support group. Okay, so if anybody's interested in getting involved in a Australian support group and kind of helping them, you want to hit Telegram up and go to Lockstep Australia. That is the link you need to look for. It's https://t.m/lockstep Australia. And it's got a big old picture of We Are All Assange on the on the front. Yes, Julian Assange, man. That guy, he got it rough. At least I think he got it rough. I mean, every single time I've ever seen him, he has looked like he just got done getting the shit beat out of him again for the millionth time, which is what has essentially been happening to him since, well, Snowden stole secret government agency documents. Well, slightly thereafter, but you get what I'm saying. I think that's it for now, guys, though. I don't think I got really anything else left on the agenda. Oh, wait, you know what? There is something. So, the vaccine death tolls out of Australia came to me today. And, oh my God. It's just a list that just keeps going and going and going. It's a fairly long list. And this is the strangest part about it. All of the people on this list are only deceased within a 24-hour period. It's not like they compiled a list of individuals together that took course over the period of like a week or a month or something. No, this is 24 hours. And there's a decent amount of people on here. So, yeah, that's some sad stuff right there, some sad news. But they're lying to us, you know? They are lying to us. And we allow them to just lie to us. We should not allow that any longer. We will not allow that any longer. I don't allow that. If I hear a lie come out of an individual's mouth that happens to be in a position of power, I right then and there either tell them to go fuck themselves or just catch them up to speed on how ignorant they are. Because I can't deal with it anymore. I don't know if anybody else feels that way, but I surely do. It just can't be dealt with anymore. Which is why I'm probably on a lot of different watch lists. Intelligence doesn't exactly come along with the territory, you know. But we do what we can. We sure do. Hey, so I put out a video that I typically don't, like, we don't typically do this, but I felt like it was getting to that time or that point that individuals may start needing to know about certain things, even though they may not have thought about learning these things. I made a live stream today outlining some of the simple uses of an OSINT framework. OSINTframework.com is the website. And if you go there, there is a framework there that essentially gives you open source intelligence tools to kind of help you stay one step ahead of the game. And I go through a little bit of a detailed process on the majority of the framework, but kept it in a fairly easy context to understand for beginners, because that's what it's essentially aimed at. It's for individuals that are looking to potentially start understanding how to use some of these tools that a lot of other advanced PC users and Linux users and Tor users and, well, just overall technology driven individuals utilize on a daily basis and why they're capable of doing some of the things they do. You know, and these are very, very simple tools to use, very powerful at the same time. Do not underestimate them whatsoever, because the first person that does is gonna get fucked for sure. You know, I mean, take this for instance. If you live in the US and you want to find out about any particular business anywhere in any big city, all you need to do is figure out what county that is, look up the county in any search engine, type in the county's name, and type in GIS map. And it will populate a few different websites that will basically give you the ability to access a website that is called a GIS map. Now, what you use this map for is to essentially look up tax information, parcel information, owner information on any particular property. It's like a zoning tool, but it's an open source zoning tool. and you can basically figure out anything about anybody from said map. It's what real estate agents use. It's what homeowners use if they're smart enough to utilize it, or if they know about it, to kind of find out history on the property they could potentially be buying. You know, I mean, you can utilize it for a lot of different things. And it is definitely a good resource to have, and it's definitely a tool not to be underestimated by any circumstance. I mean, it even has different map layers in there that will help you understand what FEMA is doing, because FEMA loves putting their shit into government-issued maps, because they like to say, hey, we're here, we're important, and we're going to own all of this because we said that the flood elevation plane has changed. I mean, they are destroying farmers right now. And there's real no reason to do it because, well, their farms aren't in danger. But because FEMA said that the flood elevation level changed, now this farmland that used to be farmland for the last 30 years or five generations of a family is no longer good. So what happens to that family? What happens to that farm? Oh, well, they gotta go because they can't support the land anymore. They can't support themselves. And who gets it? That's right. We all know. It's a shitty world, shitty people. And it's time for us, the purebloods of this world, to rise up and make it better. We need to make it better, people. And it all starts with each and every single one of us just simply making that one choice to either do something or not. And it's really just as simple as that choice. You're either going to choose to be a part of this huge chunk of history, incredibly important portion of history, or you're going to choose to not be a part of it. That's everybody's individual choice to make. And judgment for anything shouldn't even happen, honestly, in my opinion. I mean, I would love to judge you, but you know what? There are extenuating circumstances. You got, you know, single mothers out there with kids, and they're trying to figure out how to make ends meet, and they don't exactly want to stand up and get into the middle of a fight right now. They're just concerned about, you know, protecting their children and figuring out what's best for them and what they can do to just make it to the next day. And I get that. So, you know, we all have different choices we need to make, and we should all respect each other's choices. Just that's one of those things that's just going to make all of this better. We have to make this world better. It's up to us. Because if we left it up to the people that are supposedly in charge of this shit, yeah, we'd have just more of the same over and over again. I'm pretty sure we'd eventually end up, you know, watching Netflix, you know, years from now, and the main show would be, I don't know, royalty drinking baby blood or something. I mean, let the mind wander, you know what I'm saying? Like, these people are sick. They want it all, and they want you to give it all freely, willingly. And if you don't, well, they'll have fun attempting to take it from you. But it's not going to go without a fight. Everybody, please buy a flamethrower. Please go to my website and buy some awesome Pureblood t-shirts, leggings, sweatshirts. Halloween is coming up. I made them very, very cool for Halloween. I mean, it's going to be an interesting Halloween anyways. I'm not actually planning on trick-or-treating, but I'm planning on trick-or-treating, if you know what I mean. And make sure you check out our other websites, hackingthesystem.com. It's our archive database of all of the rare information and articles and documentaries that they don't want you to have. We have them. We have a lot of stuff in our archives that nobody has. So make sure you make your way over there and just check it out and tell your friends about it, because there's a resource in there, a wealth of knowledge in there that will catch anybody up to speed that isn't awake right now, which I have a really hard time saying that. I can't understand why you wouldn't be awake right now, but just throw them into hacking the system. Throw them into my website, me and Max's website over there, and just let them root around for a while. They'll come out a completely different person. I promise. And then you have spidernet.live. That is our hosting resource. We ultimately can build you whatever website you want. We can host whatever website you want. And we got the power, we got the technology, we got the private server. So, you know, me and Max, we will do it up. Just hit me up at either mfac.pureblood.rising.org, or just go to my website, purebloodrising.org, and fill out a contact form and get in touch with us. And we'll send some pricing over. I'm pretty sure there's even contact forms at spidernet.live. You can go over there and get in touch with Max, and he'll set you up with some prices if you need any hosting. And that's about it for me today, fellas. So, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you do your part and buy a flamethrower. And everybody have a good night. Good morning, because my night's over, but my night's beginning. So, good day.